You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content this morning, please join me in welcoming our featured guests. And boy, are we going to have a great time today. A lot of information to share with you today. Harry Sadu, he's a candidate for state assemblies in the House. Welcome, Harry. Glad to have you with us. And Dr. Howard Knoll is in the house, Anaheim Performing Arts Center. Welcome.
Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you with us as well. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, I shared with you yesterday that we did start celebrating a little bit early. There are some things you just have to start early on, because I told you today is National Nutty Fudge Day. And at my size, having beaten anorexia, National Nutty Fudge, I would have to start that one just a little bit early. You know, out in the desert there, you know, a little fudge, a little dark wine, some port or white wine, a red wine, a little port maybe. I guess I better move along. Otherwise, I'm going to get myself in serious trouble right here. Not good numbers on the economy again. Well, we still see that April import prices rose 0.3%, lower than the estimate of 0.5%. And even though we hear from the administration how great our economy is doing, 294,000 people filed first-time unemployment. Yeah! Those guys are loud today, aren't they? Yeah. Amazing. 294,000 people filed first-time unemployment claims in our country. Dow is down as I'm speaking to you. It's down 69 points. The U.S. 10-year Treasury at 1.75 on its way to 1.40. You heard that here first. 10-year Treasury will be heading to 1.40. Just my prediction right here on Ron Siegel Radio. We will be marking this date down. One of the beauties of radio, I'll just come right out and say it. We've told you today as we're recording live, May 12th, that the 10-year Treasury is going to 1.40. If that happens, we will be playing that clip. If we don't, we're going to forget that today was May 12th. It's just the way it works in radio. Moving right along. Gotta love it. We're gonna talk to Harry Sadu about some politics here, but in this block, I always share a little bit of stuff. How about in the news? The number one loser in 2012, Mitt Romney. Now think about this. He's out there politicizing and giving advice to Republicans and Donald Trump about what he needs to do. Now, he lost to arguably the worst president in the history of the United States, and he's giving advice right now? Of course, then again, it was on NPR, so probably more people are hearing about it now than heard about it on NPR. Just a thought right there. Also in the news, yes, she is here. I was not going to bring in the information, but Hillary in the House. She's a little slow this morning. Yeah, there's Hillary. How about this one? Now, just to lend a little idea of impartiality, the Clinton Foundation received $100 million, $100 million from Persian Gulf sheiks. Now, let me ask you this question. If somebody gives you $100 million, are you going to be impartial about how you vote for them in the future, how you deal with them in the future? Just a simple thought. I mean, I'm a simple guy here. Somebody wants to give me $100 million. Yeah, they've pretty much bought a lot of things from anybody who's on the take like the Clintons. That's just my opinion. And on the take, and obviously a hypocrite to the highest level, the Clintons. I mean, are you listening to this election right now with Hillary Clinton lecturing all of us about the war on women? And now we hear that the Clinton Foundation pays women 38% less than they pay men? Really? Hillary? Yeah, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't want to hear that either, but they pay women 38% less at their own foundation. Now, this is the same foundation that is a charitable foundation, nonprofit organization, called also known as a tax shelter, a tax loophole for the rich. But they do give away a lot of money, 10% of what they get. I think it's actually 8% of what they collect is what they give to the public. And they pay their people, the women, they make less than the men. Although then again, that's probably better than what her husband did to the women. Just saying.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what's going on here. Unbelievably, are you watching any of these things? Are you seeing what's going on here? Are we getting a little bit of a... Now, I've been very, very complimentary to Hillary Clinton over the years. And I've been just probably equally as complimentary to Donald Trump. But here's the idea. I mean, this year we've now narrowed this down. It used to be that we had 17 candidates on the Republican side. We've narrowed it down to our options for president of the United States. I don't know whether we're going to have a crook or a socialist. That'll be on one side of the ballot. And the other one is a narcissist, big mouth, and egotist. Holy cow. I don't know if...
It is what it is.
That's all we get. I mean, can you believe this stuff? I think I'm going to go back to some of the things that are a little bit more fun for me to talk about. And I better turn off the headphones for Dr. Noel here, because we're going to talk tonight. We're going to the Taste of Anaheim. A little bit of food over there at the Garden Walk. We're going to enjoy. And there might even be some libations there as well. So I've been known to indulge a little bit. If you're in the Orange County area, or if you have a method of catching a train, Garden Walk tonight is going to be a lot of fun. And then on the 20th, this is going to be a great event that's coming up on the, well, this is the wrong flyer, but I'm going to tell you from memory anyway. How about this one? 22-0. Are you familiar with 22-0? Yeah, we're going to get on that bandwagon as well, because there are 22 veterans that kill themselves every single day. Our mission is to get that number to zero. Now, there are some folks out there on Facebook that are on this mission of 22 push-ups a day for 22 days to bring awareness. I am not on that mission. But if you want to go on that, I commend you there as well. At my size, 22 push-ups I don't do. I am more inclined to do 22 curls. Those of you watching on Ron Siegel Radio, you will see what my curls are. But the idea here, Saturday, May 21st, there is going to be 1,500 motorcycles that are going from West Anaheim all the way to Irvine Park. It's going to be escorted by Bruno, the dog. Got to get on this bandwagon. If you have not got on there yet, great event. Again, it's Saturday, May 21st, Sunday, May 22nd. The America Ride, theamericaride.com. And we're going to probably have Tom Tackett, Tackett Service Dogs, come back in here and chat about this a little further. Great event, great source. Again, you know, I'm very simple to tell you this. Here's the bottom line. I get on radio every morning and I talk about the crook, the socialist, and the big mouth. There's a lot of countries, if you talked about the leaders of their country that way, well, look what happened overnight last night. They got rid of the leader of Brazil just last night. He was impeached. Today, I don't know if he's alive, but in some countries, that's the way they get rid of their leadership. Here, because of our military, we can say the things that we want to say. We're free to do the things that we want to do. We're free to promote the candidates we want to promote. And it's because of our military. We need to give back. That's what that's all about. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, candidate Harry Sidhu is in the house. We're going to talk about his vision as a state assemblyman for the state of confusion. I'm starting state, better not say state of confusion when you're on this morning, Harry. We'll refer to it as the state of California. Amazing. I mean, of course, we do have, well, I won't even get into that. We're also going to talk about where is housing headed for the rest of this year. We talked yesterday about debt consolidation. I have a young lady that sent her scenario to our team. I'm going to share her real life scenario with you. Exactly what's happening with her. $542 a month she's going to save based on what we spoke about yesterday. $542 a month. She is not an ultra wealthy young lady. And we will talk about that as well. All that. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But you can catch it, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. I don't know of any corporation, major corporation, successful corporation that does not have a board of directors. Yet our households, we don't think we need one, really? That didn't involve the estate planning attorney, tax planner, financial planner, CPA. There's about 14 different people that should be on your household board of directors, and all you need to do is text ATP to 79564. We will help put that board of directors together for you. Where is housing headed for the rest of 2016 is our topic today. I hear a lot of folks talking about a housing bubble. And I believe it was the professor out of Wharton that came up with the definition of a bubble or a financial bubble. I guess we're not talking about the bubbles that our kids blow. But here's the definition of a bubble. Prices going up because prices are going up. Sounds kind of securitary. Yeah, whatever that word is. I'm not even going to try it. Going in a circle. Yeah, you know that one. But here, this is not what we're doing right now. We are seeing housing prices going up because of something called Economics 101. There is more demand than there is supply. There was a six-year... All this, historically, we keep our homes for 6 years. Because of the recession, we started keeping our homes for 9 years. Did that mean we weren't having babies? We weren't getting married? We weren't getting older? Our kids weren't leaving the house? We didn't want smaller houses? No, we couldn't afford to do anything different. Now that we are seeing the people know that they've got equity, 72.6% have excess, a lot of equity, over 20% equity in their properties now. People are buying houses again. So prices are going up. Buy now. Interest rates, they're going down. It's a good reason for people to buy. That's not just coming from me. These are all comments coming from Freddie Mac, from their chief economist. We're seeing them from hedge fund folks. All over the country, we're seeing people say real estate is strong. And I believe, again, it's going to be strong for the next 5 years at least. It's the way the circles work. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. This morning, we get the opportunity of speaking with somebody who may have a little more influence than the average in where our real estate prices go. And maybe we can even talk to State Assembly candidate Harry Sadua about maybe we can keep some business here in California. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. So Maybe we can talk to you about bringing some, you know, Carl's Jr. left. You know, I like my burgers, but their headquarters left. We saw Toyota went to Dallas. I don't know who's leaving next, but I mean, we've got a great state here and everybody wants to leave because of Sacramento.
Well, you know, thank you for talking about Sacramento, because that's where I want to head to solve some of these issues that's been happening there. These liberals are putting a lot of pressure on these small businesses, especially the regulations. Look at the regulation these guys are putting in all the small businesses. It's like Carl Jr. left. They want to leave because who wants to pay $15 an hour minimum wage?
Right.
These are the kind of issues, workman's compensation out of hand. These are the regulations we need to go back and start fixing it. If not, we're going to lose a lot more business. In the 70s, we lost aerospace. We lost all the manufacturing, car manufacturing. Now we are losing all the retails, especially like Carl Jr. So we are having some major, major issues in Sacramento. All these liberals are making policy driving all the businesses away.
Harry, how do we turn this around, though? The problem that I see is that there's so much money in politics, right? I mean, California, it seems like you can't do anything in California if you don't get the public employees unions on your side. How do you turn that wave? I mean, we see that Puerto Rico is bankrupt. I mean, we can't call them bankrupt because they haven't filed yet. Yeah. San Bernardino did file bankruptcy. Stockton, Orange County. All these places go bankrupt, yet we don't learn here. What's the problem?
The thing is, these people know how to come around and raise the taxes to balance the budget. Instead of trying to fix the problem where the cancer is, like public employees unions, where unfunded liabilities are out of hand. We are so big that if we don't start finding other ways, just like what they're trying to do, Prop 13, trying to take your property on Prop 13, which you're paying the lowest taxes. By the way, that's the lowest taxes in California is the property tax. They want to take your money now because they want to balance their budget. Unless we fix the problem and elect a lot more conservative Republicans up there, these problems, these issues are going to continue.
But as a conservative, is it, I mean, seems to me like more often than not, the only thing that we can hope for as a conservative is to avoid the supermajority. We don't even, it seems like we don't even have an opportunity to win. It's a matter of avoiding a supermajority.
That's right. I mean, the whole idea right now is to, they don't have a two-third.
Right.
The key thing is, so they don't get the two-thirds, so when they pass the budget, they have to have the Republicans vote for that. If they don't, I mean, if they don't have this two-third majority, that means we still have a say in it, what goes on that budget. All the programs, which are a lot of the abuse been happening, we need to stop that. And that's why we need to make sure at least they do not get the two-third majority in Sacramento.
And you know something, here's the other issue that I look at, and I try to figure this out because, you know, again, I'm a simple guy. And I look at the concept here that who is Sacramento harming the most? Now, we look at it and we say, okay, the super wealthy, you know, the hypocrites that are in Hollywood, who won't make a movie in California unless they get a tax benefit, you know, some sort of a tax program. Or you get the hypocrites in Silicon Valley who have their own houses somewhere else, their businesses somewhere else, their money like Apple in another country. We get those companies, those that are putting their money up. But the person that really gets harmed is the average citizen. I mean, I look here at the state of confusion. I mean, we pay, again, I go back to Benedict Arnold Schwarzenegger. We've got a gas price. We pay $2.798 per gallon on average in California. The national average is $2.20 because of the people that we elect. How do we alter that? How do we get that message out that, hey, the independent person, actually, it's even the illegal person, is paying an extra 70 cents a gallon because of who we elect to go to Sacramento? How do we change that?
Well, only way to change is to have the conservative Republicans sit at the top level. Now, just like what you talked about, the gas prices, we are paying 70 cents more because of all the taxes. Now, here's the thing. We do not have the open border on gas. They will not even expand to have more manufacturing of the gasoline right here because they are trying to, environments trying to control. Unless we open up the borders, unless we start having a lot more refineries here, the price is not going to come down because these guys, conservative and some of the environmentalists, they're trying to control. At the same time, the liberals, they're basically saying, hey, we can still collect more taxes on it. So for them, taxes, 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 that's the only way to balance the budget. And I tell you what, things can change, but if we just get to have the right people up there so they do not have two-third majority and keep fighting it, that's the only way to do it. Because things are not changing. Just like all the rich peoples in Hollywood, they are getting the tax break because they want them to stay here. And guess what? They should be paying the same taxes as everybody else. 85% of the small businesses, just like myself, are paying more taxes than the people in Hollywood that who are paying less than I do.
And they come out and say, well, we should raise taxes on the rich, but they are the rich and they go somewhere else.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe I don't want to put you on the spot here, Harry, but maybe you can answer this simple question for me. Have you ever been to Hawaii?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see a lot of tax oil refineries in Hawaii? I've never seen one over there.
No, I have not.
And Hawaii pays 13 cents a gallon less on gasoline than we do in California. I'm a simple guy. I don't get it. They're taking a boat over there, and we still get taxed on our gasoline by so much. As a small business owner, though, because that's where the heart of our whole economy comes from, right? Yeah. I mean, and tell us a little bit. Well, we only got about a half a minute. So actually, Steve, I'm going to go to break a little early so we can talk about Harry's background when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about State Assembly candidate Harry Sidhu. We're going to talk with him about his background. How can he help us when he goes to Sacramento, if we send him to Sacramento? We're going to talk to Dr. Howard Knoll. He's got a big project here in Anaheim as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. The off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our street, our house.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live. Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSRCMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSRCMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Why do I say they're wrong? I mean, I get that question all the time. Why do you say that my credit report is wrong, Ron? Well, the answer to that is very, very simple. I've been looking at credit reports since the 1980s, and I have never, ever seen a credit report that is completely accurate. And I have seen some people with some very, very high credit scores. An 850 is perfect. Never seen an 850, but I have seen 834. And that report had at least 7 errors on it that I spotted in the first 30 seconds of looking at it. They are all wrong. There's no industry that gets away with what they get away with. 600,000 complaints is the last number I saw to the FTC every year on the credit bureaus. But hey, they pay a lot of money to the politicians, so they get away with it. Things that won't affect your credit score. Contrary to popular belief, debit cards do not affect your credit score. Your income does not affect your credit score. Where you live or work does not affect your credit score. Now, if you have a lot of erroneous addresses on your report, that will affect your credit score because they look at that as being a lack of stability. Age, race, religion, marital status, sex does not affect your credit score. Your taxes, they don't affect your credit score. Going to jail does not affect your credit score. Here's the fun one, and I'm going to end with this one right here. It's just a little bit of useless trivia. What affects your credit score more, a parking ticket that goes to collection or a bankruptcy? Interesting question that probably, unless you're a regular listener of Ron Siegel Radio, 9 out of 10 people get the answer wrong. A parking ticket going to collection or a bankruptcy, what has more of an effect on your credit score? Answer is they are the exact same. A $10 parking ticket, that if they have $10 parking tickets anymore, but a parking ticket that goes to collection, there's no credit scoring mechanism. What that it goes under is public record or collection, and they have the same exact effect on your credit score. In fact, post-bankruptcy, your credit scores will generally go up, and the parking ticket collection is going to stay there. That's the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by Credit Sanitizer. com. So we're going to continue our conversation. Harry, let's wait on a little bit. I want to talk to Dr. Noel a little bit. Do you have an update for us on the Performing Arts Center? What's going on? Anaheim Performing Arts.
If everybody remembers what the Anaheim Performing Arts Center Foundation is, let me go back and review it so we understand it. It's our mission to bring a world-class performing arts center to the city of Anaheim. The city of Anaheim being the only one of the 15 largest cities in California that does not currently have a performing arts center. And what we're attempting to do is bring cultural awareness to Anaheim and to bring to Anaheim a performing arts center that, let me reference this. Those of you who know the Cerritos Performing Arts Center, the center that we're attempting to bring to Anaheim is 4 times larger than that center. The center that we're going to bring to Anaheim is larger than the Segerstrom Center in Costa Mesa. It's going to be the best performing arts center in the United States. And we've advanced our cause in this past October. The City Council of Anaheim passed a resolution supporting APAC as the organization to bring a performing arts center to the site of the current City National Grove. We're currently in very, very deep negotiations with the City of Anaheim for a long-term lease, and we expect to start construction at the Grove site somewhere at the end of 2017, beginning of 2018, and complete that construction sometime about 2020. It's going to be something that we will all marvel at and we can all be very proud of.
Now, from what I recall hearing while you're going through the construction, is the center going to still be open? Is there still going to be activities going on at the location, or is it going to shut down completely for the 2 or 3 years?
The construction will be in 3 phases. During the first phase, the existing grove will stay open. We will start construction of 2 additional theaters east of the existing grove. When those 2 theaters are finished, we'll take the venues that are currently in the Grove, transfer them to the new theaters, and then we will renovate and rebuild the Grove to current standards. That would be the second phase. The third phase would be to connect the two earlier phases and bring in some other venues that we're all going to be very proud of. And if you'd like, I can describe what we're going to, what the center is going to look like. But yeah, it'll stay open during the first phase, yes.
So the big question that I hear frequently when I go around community talking to people, and I'd love to have your intake on this or input on this, is do we need another facility? I know we have Segerstrom opened. I saw Musco just opened at Chapman, which is, what's that, 3-4 miles from the location. Does the community, is there a community desire or need for another facility?
The city of Anaheim had the same questions. In fact, I thought they were leaning against the feasibility of having a performing arts center here. So they went out and hired one of the leading firms to determine whether there should be a performing arts center in Anaheim. They conducted a feasibility survey, and the results of that survey, which included a 15-mile radius around the Grove site, was the best that this company, the AMS Corporation, had ever seen in their surveys. Fully 81% of the people in the survey said that we need a performing arts center. People said they would drive 20 to 30 minutes to come to it. They were all extremely pleased with the possibility of getting a center here. Yes, we have competitors, but Segerstrom is 17 miles from our site. Cerritos Center is 12 to 13 miles from our site. The new Chapman Center is primarily for use by the students and staff of Chapman. Yeah. What we're intending to do will not be competitive. I mean, we will stand out. And yes, there's a very strong need for a new center here in Anaheim.
And one of the beauties with your location, I mean, that's an amazing location right there, is the accessibility there is better than any because you're right next to mass transportation.
Well, for those who don't know where the Grove is, it's on the northwest corner of the Anaheim Stadium site. And you're right, it is the central fulcrum in Orange County. You have three freeways right there. We have parking right there. And we'd be working very closely with the Pond and with the Anaheim Angels and with the convention center, incidentally, who are strongly supportive of us being there. Yeah, this is the best possible site that I could imagine.
Right, and even with all the things you mentioned, the train is right there, too. I mean, walking distance right there to Arctic. So if somebody wants to come to the Anaheim Performing Arts Center from San Diego just for the evening, yep. Very, very convenient to do something like that. And if you're like me, my car doesn't like going to Los Angeles. So those folks that are in Los Angeles, they can come to Anaheim, any restaurants? I mean, you know my size here, Doctor. I mean, are there going to be any?
Well, you're a lot smaller there than you used to be. So, okay. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah. We're in the Performing Arts Center itself. We're going to develop two world-class restaurants that we feel should attract from a vast area of people coming up here to eat good food. Not necessarily to go to the theater and have a meal, but we know that'll happen as well. But just to come up and enjoy the food. And if we can help Arctic be better utilized, I mean, we'd be very happy to do that. And we do feel that we're going to get traffic that'll come by foot, that'll come by bus. And we even hope to put a trolley in that will communicate with Disney so that we can get people from Disney. You know, the unique thing about Anaheim, and a lot of us who live here may not know this, but we are one of the tourist sites, one of the 10 strongest tourist sites in the world. We have upwards of 40 million people coming to Anaheim each year. And after they go to Disneyland, they find very little else to do. So what we're going to be doing is supplementing, the activity that a family can have. They can go to Disneyland in the daytime, come and see a show and have dinner at the new Performing Arts Center. And so we will be working with all the other organizations in Anaheim. It's going to be a great, great experience.
Sounds like a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm not on the bandwagon of those saying we don't need more. I mean, we can support a lot in Anaheim and our community. And I think it's from what I've heard from us talk our conversations off air. I think if you start listening and watching the news about what Dr. Knoll's doing with the Anaheim Performing Arts Center, Anaheim Performing Arts Center Foundation, it's going to be great. I mean, you've got some opportunities for some young people to come in there and learn the craft and expand their horizon as well, you've shared?
Oh, yeah. We've already have an alliance with the YMCA. They have classes in the arts, the performing arts, and this will be a venue for them to perform. We're working with the school district to get more and more kids culturally involved in the arts and give them a venue before a large audience. That'll be very exciting for them. Yeah, we intend to get the local people involved. This is going to be a grounds-up type of a venue where we hope to get Anaheim people not only involved in theater, but to get them involved in some of the other venues like the visual arts. We intend to bring a large art gallery. Hopefully we can bring an Anaheim Film Festival that will be centered in the new Performing Arts Center,
That'd
get people
exciting.
Involved in that as well. Yeah, we're very excited. There's no end to the potential of what we can bring to Anaheim and get everybody here involved.
Obviously, one of the things, and we're not going to have time to chat about it today, but we will in the future. If you want more information about the Anaheim Performing Arts Center Foundation, just give me a call at 800-306-1990. And I'm just going to go out on a limb here because Dr. Noel didn't mention it, but I'm going to go out on a limb if you want to contribute, if you want to put a name on a room or on a building or something like that. There probably are some fundraising opportunities, naming opportunities. I went to Chapman College, so I understand a little bit about naming. I mean, I think they even named the bricks over there. But Dr. Noel, I'm sure we can put you in touch with him for that as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can build a small business from somebody that's actually done it and might want to teach others as well. Harry Sadu is in the house. We're going to chat with him about his candidacy for state assembly here in California. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance.
That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime
at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you're ready to save money or maybe do a little planning, financial planning from the debt side of your income statement. Think about that. VIP Mortgage has the products. Yesterday, we spent quite a bit of time talking about debt consolidation and how to do a financial plan using your mortgage. And you know that I've taught the class many, many times how to retire on $18,000 a month coming in, no IRA, no 401k. Those are just a ruse to steal your money anyway. But here's the concept, and this is a real-life case. I'm not going to use the young lady's name, but I'm going to go over this quickly if you want more information or for your family's information. Here's the information. This exact number, so I'm not going to tell you the name. I'll just refer to as Mrs. T, obviously Mr. T's daughter. So here's the issue. Home loan, $275,000. She has a currently 5.25% interest. She's got a car that her company pays for, so we don't have to worry about that. CDUs are costing her $281 a month. Credit union card, $134 a month. Credit card, $86 a month. Her blended interest rate, which is the only interest rate that matters, 6.35% is her blended interest rate. Now, when you put all those numbers together, add in her property taxes, hazard insurance, and HOA, her monthly fixed obligations, $2,669. Now, we looked at all of that, put it together, put it into our mixing machine, also known as the debt consolidation worksheet, did a cash out restructuring for her. So now she's got a $301,000 first mortgage. And when you put all of it together, her CDUs are paid off, her credit union is paid off, her credit cards are paid off. Now her household obligation every month went from $2,669 to $2,083, $586 a month in savings. Now people say, well, yeah, Ron, what's she going to do with that? She can just go blow that or buy more CDs, increase the credit cards. Well, no, here's the idea. If you take 525 of those dollars that are being saved and apply it to the principal of the new loan, it's paid off. In 18 years, she will save 12 years on her obligations from where she is today, all by saving money. Think about that concept. That's why we talk about debt consolidation and understanding planning. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by VIP Mortgage. Can I continue our conversation this morning? Harry Sadu is in the house, and I don't know about you. I didn't know Harry's background. I had the opportunity of meeting him recently, and actually at Dr. Knoll's house. And it was very, very interesting, Harry. You came to share from the beginning of your story, because it's a very powerful story. And one of the things I really want you to dive into is you've had some level of success. And in 2012, success in American politics was a taboo, right? Everybody got on Mitt Romney's case because he was successful. And apparently Mr. Romney wasn't smart enough to say, maybe I can teach you what I've learned.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, tell us your story and being a businessman. And is it something that is unique to only Harry could do it? Or is it something maybe we can all watch and learn from?
I think we can all learn from this and do that. And I'm going to give you my life history, but in a short form.
Good, because we only have about 6 minutes.
I know. I came to this country 42 years ago. From India with $6 in my pocket.
$6.
And the reason I came to this country is for freedom. Freedom is what I always talk about every day in my lifetime. And you know that our freedom is going away. Every corner you look at it, our freedom is being taken away. Now, with that $6 in my pocket, came and landed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
The city of brotherly love.
That's right. It is still my favorite place to go back. Now, with that, you know, after I landed there, I said, only way to succeed in this country is get education. So to put myself through college, I have to have a job. Guess what my first job was? I was a janitor in Holiday Inn working late at night, earning $2.85 an hour.
It's an honest living.
It was an honest living. And that was my first job. And after getting my first paycheck, was total money I earned was about $68. And out of that, $20 was taken away from me. And I looked at about five different lines. Those were all taxes. That is the day I said, you know, if I'm going to do something in my life that people should pay less taxes than ever before in my life, that's where I become a true conservative Republican. And this is the story I always talk about because, you know, we earn our hard-earned money, but most of the money is given back to the government, and some of the money never comes back to us in a form of having the freedom to live in this country. This is exactly what happened. Now, after I become an engineer, put myself to college, I worked for Hughes Aircraft. By the way, this was in 1980, and worked there for 10 years still. California, state of California, driving all the businesses away, aerospace was going away. My job was cut. Guess what? I got into a business, and this is where my starting of my life was, that this was how the country was so great to me. I started with a small, become a real estate broker, general contractor, then got into the fast food chain of stores, starting with one Burger King restaurant. First one was the most difficult one. Nobody will give me a loan. They say you do not have a credit, Harry. You got to build your credit. Guess what? I have to actually put money in the bank to take my money back again, just to establish my credit. Built my first Burger King restaurant. From there on, it became a history from last 25 years. I built 28 successful restaurants, Burger King, Papa John Pizzas, El Pollo Locos. Currently, I own 3 El Pollo Locos in South County. Now, why did I got involved with the politics? Because when I came to Anaheim almost about 20 years ago, I wanted to build a restaurant here. It took me almost 18 months to build a restaurant. I went to the city hall and asked these people, I said, what you guys are doing? Why does it take so long to build a business? That's what he said, Harry, this is what our regulations are. We got to do that. But you can help us out. Come over here. So they appointed me to the budget commission within 3 months. $1.2 billion budget. I became a chairman of that budget commission.
Wow.
And this is where
$6 to $1.2 billion.
Absolutely. I was not earning, but I was looking at their budget. Now, I helped them a great, great deal. And so the reason of my getting involved with the politics is make it easier for people to do business in Anaheim. In 2004, I ran for city council. People asked me to run for it because it is good to have a businessman who understands what it takes to be successful and pay the taxes and keep the people employed. That's the reason I got into politics. From 2004 to 2012, I ran, you know, for 8 years as an Anaheim city council member. Number one priority for me was make easier for people to do business and cut down the regulation. I'm so proud to say that I have achieved most of my goals when I was there. And at the same time, number two priority for me was that keep our law enforcement, give them all the tools necessary to fight all the crime that has been going on today.
It's a great story. And the beauty of the story is it's, did you speak English when you came here?
No, hardly. I knew how to read and write, but I didn't know how to speak the language. So I still speak with an accent, but I tell people, I said, I don't have an accent. I said, when I came to this country, it is you guys have an accent, I don't.
Sure. Well, but the beauty of your story is where it starts. In 42 years ago with $6, how many of you are right now looking and saying, what am I going to do? The $15 an hour minimum wage that's going to be taken over by a kiosk is going to put a lot of people out of business. It's going to put it, you know, we heard about Hillary Clinton just in West Virginia talking about putting coal miners out of business, putting them out of jobs. Well, what do you do? The reason our ancestors, probably all of us, unless you're an American, Native American, all of our ancestors came here for an opportunity. And Harry's living proof that an opportunity is still available in America.
Yeah. Ron, the reason I am involved in politics is make it easier for people to do business. Now, key thing is, I want to keep this American dream alive for all the youngsters. All the millennial kids who are coming in, they think that they still can't get the American dream. Yes, they can. It takes two things, hard work, patience, and be honest to yourself in life. When you do three things in life, there's a lot of opportunity out there, but do not just consider coming out of college and earning $100,000 to $200,000 a year. Those days are gone. My days, I remember, you can earn those money, but today the middle class is gone. It is about time that we should fight to bring the jobs back to America. And this is what I'm always looking forward for it. Cut down the regulation in Sacramento and bring the jobs back to California.
And you know, it's a great missionary. Bring the jobs back, bring the vision back, bring our freedom back, and be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks for joining us, Harry. Dr. Noel, thank you for joining us once again. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our